Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved on a Thursday night here on the grid, as we've got a lot happening. NBA playoffs, a nightly occurrence here on Carver and Lisi now, where the Minnesota Timberwolves, I mean, you talk about a melt. I mean, this is one of the bigger melts you're ever going to see. They've been outscored, I think it's 32-9 in the fourth quarter. They had a 20-plus point lead in this game in the second half, and it is now final. The Grizzlies beat the T-Wolves 104-95. What a melt for the teacups, as Scotty Wetzel likes to call them. And also in Utah, the Mavericks have a 13-point lead on the Jazz. No Luka tonight either. Warriors and Nuggets about to get going as well. We've got plenty of live NHL and Major League Baseball. Actually, not plenty of baseball. Only one late-night game where the Mariners, after me and Joe backed them last night for the over, they put up 5 runs in the first inning tonight, because that's just the way that things always work around here. And it's a football show. It's a football show. We are 1 week away from the National Football League draft in Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot to talk about. Mike Carver with you, along with Go for the Two, Joe Lisi, on a Thursday night. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? What happened to our guys, Gooch and Homa, those two humps in golf?
Wait a second now, Joe. Now, let's be fair here. Since you wanna go right at me here with Gooch and Homa, and by the way, there's 3 rounds left in the golf tournament, in case you didn't know. Gooch and Homa finished today 6 under, I believe, Joe. Yes, 6 under. So they are 7 shots off the pace. Gooch and Homa, none of us knew that Cantlay and Schauffele were going to go and break a course record today, Joe, with a 59 and shoot 13 under. There's a lot of golf left to be played. The alternate shot tomorrow is where it's at, but that's why you got to back it up, Joe, with, like, you know, a top 20, a top 10. You can't just play it outright. Got to back it up.
Okay.
Look, I will let you know, at the turn today, when I saw that Cantlay and Schauffele were playing that good, I did jump on him for first round leader at plus 380. So we did have a hit today in the golf. So that was nice to see those.
I can't
stand those guys. But them getting me that ticket today puts them slowly walking back towards the circle of trust when you're able to get that done for me today. What's going on, Joe? What do you got? What'd you think of that melt by the Timberwolves? Jeez, can you believe that?
Terrible. Terrible. What a meltdown, right? I mean, to have the Grizzlies on the ropes and then to get laid out like that is absolutely ridiculous. Can't have it. You can't have it. But, hey, it's a mark of a young team. They're getting there. They won the play-in game, and this is what happens. They'll learn.
Yeah.
Edwards is young. Towns is young.
Mark of a young team.
Mental resolve, baby.
They learned some lessons tonight, that's for sure. I mean, geez. How about Desmond Bane? 7 threes tonight, Joe. Oh, and I wanted to play. I think he was the 5+ on FanDuel was like plus 425 or something like that. Wanted to play. Did get the 10 assists with Ja. Ja with the triple-double tonight, Joe. 16, 10, and 10 in the Grizzly comeback. Clark had 20 off the bench. Big night for the Grizzlies. They now lead that series 2-1. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in sunny Southern California. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix tonight. So that game is now done. The Mavericks have lead has been cut to 12, Joe. As the Jazz, I mean, this is typical Jazz at home here. They got no Luka tonight again, even though he was like kicking the ball around in shoot around. He looked perfectly fine at shoot around, but I guess they decided to hold him out one more game, Joe. This guy, Maxi Kleber, doesn't miss either. This guy hits every three now. Unbelievable.
That's crazy. That is crazy. It really is unbelievable when you think about it in terms of the performance tonight. I will say this. Guess who I'm on tonight? And I'm going to shock you. I'm going back to the well with your guy, Joker, tonight. Over 29.5, Nuggets money line, over. If they're for real or they're going to challenge Golden State, they step up tonight. I took them.
You took them?
I took them.
Donovan Mitchell only has like 4 points right now,
shots.
Joe.
That's it? How many shots?
But I think that this might be our spot where we need to look and see what they've got for his live point prop. He's only got 4 points late in the first half. Might be able to get ourselves a nice price on him. What do you think? Donovan Mitchell. Donovan. I do have the Mavs with the 7.5 in this game too, Joe. Just so you know, full disclosure. They have it locked right now. We'll see if we can get ourselves a number on Donovan Mitchell. Only has 4 points right now, 11-point lead for Dallas. Nuggets and the Warriors about to get going as well. We're just getting going here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We get rocking right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
We're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to have you aboard here tonight. A lot going on, as always. They are about to get started, I mean, any day now, in Denver between the Warriors and the Nuggets, as me and Joe have a lot going on in that game. I mean, a lot, right, Joe? I mean, we just got there's a lot cooking there. They won't give me a live number on Donovan Mitchell, so we might have to wait till the half, Joe. There's still 2 minutes to go. He's got 4 points. That could be our halftime live play in that game. That might be where we need to go for Donovan Mitchell.
You don't like That's the over 222 in Golden State, Denver?
I don't even want to worry about it. I need about a billion threes from like six different guys. So let's just worry about that. I'm just gonna worry about guys shooting threes. That's it.
Well, okay? I took an alternate parlay. I told you. I mean, if I don't get this is issues.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Curry 15+, Thompson 15+, Barton 15+, Djokovic 20+ in the Nuggets money line. If I don't hit this...
Wait a second now. Wait, hold on. Now, it sounded great. Like, that whole... You know, you kind of buttered the bread there by saying, if I don't hit this, there's a problem, right? And then I'm listening to, and you're going, you know, 15+ for Curry. I'm going, yeah, you know, Joe's right. This is sounding good. And then at the end, you drop this hammer Nuggets money line. Like, Joe, yeah. Come on. Like, that. There's. What do you mean? Yeah.
They're 2.5-point dogs, Carver.
What does that mean?
That means
no, but you made it sound like if I don't hit this, there's a problem. Like,
yeah, there is a problem.
No, there isn't, because this is they could easily lose this game.
They're not going to lose this game.
Oh, here we and this is like when you see the you know, like the Joker from the Batman Man, and here we go. Here we go. Joe says no chance. For the Warriors tonight in Denver. No chance.
None. We're going to put Curry on his ass tonight. Ooh. I can tell you that right now. All right? We're going to put Curry on his ass tonight.
I'm thinking about jumping in right now. Oh, I want to jump in right now.
No more, you know, wide open looks. Steph Curry.
I don't want to deal with who wins the game because I got a big three-point SGP. So I don't really want to deal with that. But, Joe, you're making me want to jump in on the Warriors right now.
Oh. Yeah, please. Please. Oh. Come on, Joker. Start fast. Put him on his ass.
No chance.
Joker's going to be upset here.
If you're a Denver backer right now,
you're in trouble.
I feel for you. You're in trouble.
Shut up. I'm not the mush. You mushed us with that Seattle game. I'm on Seattle, by the way. I took
tonight?
It. Yeah, over 13. I said, you know what? Forget it. Forget about it. Let's take it.
Yeah, they really
burned us last
night.
Can I just say something?
Yes,
5-1 Seattle for the people, right? I can't say that. That's trademarked. I forgot.
No, that's a Kevin Walsh.
For the fans, for the hockey peeps.
I mean, this guy Kleber's.
Over 6.5 goals, Blues Sharks tonight.
Over 6.5 goals, Blues Sharks tonight. That's what you're going with?
Yeah, and your boy Poole. Another three. He started
my boy Poole. Let's go. That's what we need, Joe. That's what we need. That's what we need. Energy like that.
Whoop.
Poole from downtown.
Whoop. Little alley-oop action.
Yeah.
Gordon.
Listen, I hope they both. I hope they both score 1 billion points. That means that there's 1 billion threes. That's all I care about.
No threes, Carver. Will you stop?
Why do you got a problem with threes?
I want Joker.
You guess what, Joe? Everybody can eat here tonight. You need guys to get points. I need guys to get threes. Threes equal points. So why can't everybody eat, Joe? Why can't everybody eat?
I just want the big man to get his.
I don't care about him. I don't want to. Yeah, because he's a hump in this series. He's done enough of him. Enough of him.
He's a hump. Everything is a hump. Everybody's
I don't
want to
hear about Joker. Let's just keep firing away from downtown. That's what I want to see. Lots of threes. Bing, 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 bing. So the Grizzlies were down 25-plus twice, and they found a way to not only win the game but cover the game, -2.5. Man, that's tough. I did grab the Grizzlies in-game, Joe, at +10.5 at some point during that run, early on in the run. So that was a good spot for me. Grabbing them there. Look at Poole go to the rack, man. Going to the rack, Joe. I love it. Love it. There's 20 seconds left in the first half between Dallas and Utah, 68-51. And, man, I mean, how about Utah getting 6.5 right now, Joe? Are they just going to lay down? Are they going to lay down and die here at home tonight?
They're down 17, Carver. I mean, this team has no heart. You said
they don't have any heart. They don't have any heart.
All the time.
They're getting punked tonight. Yeah, I mean,
come on. Here goes.
I think
Joker
we just wait
now.
For the half. All right, we're at the half. Let's find out what they have for us, Joe. For
Joker.
Donovan Mitchell.
I got to admit, I don't like the way this game is going in Denver right now.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it's two minutes and 3 seconds into the game. There's a lot of time left. All right? We got time. You know what they said? When you have time, Joe, you use it. Okay? When you have time, you use it. So just don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Nothing to worry about. What's the old boy?
The old boy, is it sloppy play? This is not even crisp. We got Draymond Green nailing threes from the perimeter.
Did he hit one? Look at him go. Draymond, you're ahead of me, which I never like. Never like when you're ahead of me.
When's Scott Joker going to get involved? Huh? MVP.
Here we go. This is going to go on all night.
No, it's not going to go on. It only goes on when it's on you. Come on now. I feel strong tonight. Had a great workout getting ready for Vegas. Kettlebell rows, everything.
Vegas can't come fast enough. It really can't. Less than a week away to the draft. I do want to get
like Kings
5-2 now. Mariners lead the Rangers 5-2. So they went over in two innings, Joe, in an inning and a half. They went over the number that we couldn't get over last night.
I don't even want to talk about that game last night.
Six and a half, right, last night?
Yeah, we had bases loaded.
Did you see Texas in the ninth? First and third, no out?
Yeah, I watched it on FanDuel. I couldn't even watch it. I was disgusted.
It was tough to deal with. The Pirates lead the Cubbies 4-3 in the seventh also. There is another baseball game besides the one that me and Joe bet on. So there's...
That game will go over. That one will go over. Let me ask you this, because they're still giving us a cash out on the parlay, right?
Giving Herbert Jones,
Gooch and Homer. Do we have a shot for these guys to make the cut?
Well, what are they giving you?
No. It's like on a $10 bet, they're giving like something. What are they giving? They're giving a buck. Why would they still be giving a cash out? I did a $10 parlay for Jones and Gooch and Homer at 24-1.
Okay, so what are they giving you back?
I just told you, $1.09.
You're going to cash out the dollar, and if they come back and win, you're going to kick yourself. Carver and Lisi.
Get the cup.
Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Oh, jeez. 844-843-6879. Nothing. Minnesota scored against Vancouver here with 7 minutes to go in the third. That's not what you want. That's not what you want, Joe.
Somebody just buried it. Joker with a three. Joker with a three.
Joker. How about that? How about that, man, Joe? They couldn't hold out to get me at least 1 point here tonight. God, Joe, I need 4 points from them in these last five games. 4 points. Great goal, too, whoever scored that for Minnesota. It was a beauty. Oh, it was Kevin Fiala having a massive year. Who hit that one, Joe? Who hit that one for Denver?
I don't know.
I'm going to let you know. I went in on Donovan Mitchell over 17 and a half. What?
Nah.
What's the matter?
He's a hump. He's just
17 and a half. He's got four. I need 14 points from him in the second half. I'll take it. I'll take my chances. 6-0 Tampa Bay leads Toronto in hockey. Also, Calgary leads Dallas 1-0 in the second. We have two late-night games. Blues are at the Shark Tank against San Jose, and the Blackhawks off their win in Arizona last night. Of course, they didn't cover the puck line. They are in L.A. against the Kings, who need the game bad down the stretch here. What did you say your parlay was in the two late hockey games, Joe?
My parlay is over 6.5 Blues and Sharks.
Yeah.
And then I have the over in this game, 222. And then I have the over in the Mariner-Texas game, 13. I jumped on that. I don't know why, but I went with the momentum. Jeez. I went with the momentum.
Well, they're getting there. It's 5-2, right? They got 7 in the till already. They're getting there.
Joker's got 1 rebound. Klay Thompson has 7.
Why are you worried about the rebounds?
I have another thing going with him. I took a shot.
Greed.
I mean, what do you want?
It's greed.
I took a shot tonight. Where's Steph Curry, by the way? All of a
just
sudden,
came
Steph,
out. No. He's in the game.
Hey, 3-ball. Got it. There we go.
You don't cover him. He's going to shoot him. We'll take it. We need 3 of them. There's 1. Let's go. Ring the bell, Joe. Ring the bell.
Ding, ding. Hey, you know, Paolo, I'm not so tough. Come on, Joker. I just threw the ball away. How is he an MVP candidate? Throws the ball away, can't post up on a guy 6'7". I mean, really. I don't
care. Did you, once again, unders the way to go? The Oriole game finally went over, by the way.
I know. You kiboshed that.
I sure did.
You did. You were saying, man, what is it, 11, 12? I should have known. Key indicator. Carver kiboshed it.
Yankees got
Thompson.
Shut out again. Tigers beat him 3-0. Klay for 3.
No,
bang. Oh, no, he missed it. Tigers beat the Yankees 3-0. Yankees suck.
That was a good performance.
Mets beat the Giants. Who banked that one in off the glass? Who was that, Joe? Was it Barton?
I don't know if it was Barton.
It was.
What number is Barton?
It was Barton.
Come on, Joker. He's running the floor, the big man. Looks like
Poole
Tony
needs to pass
Kukoc.
The ball a little bit here, too.
He really is. I don't know. He's
what? He's really what? What are you trying to say?
I don't know. He's a hump. Somebody Ooh. Else just buried him. Joker, he's like, I don't know. He looks awkward when he's out there.
That was Austin Rivers in the corner, Joe.
He just looks.
Shooting threes.
He looks like he's off a little bit tonight.
Who does?
Joker. Jokic.
Mm. Yeah, he's finished.
What do you mean he's finished?
He's finished. Long
They're
going
to win this game.
They've worn him down.
They're going to win this game in style.
Right, so
they're
go
gonna
in
win
for
this
more.
Game in style.
Plus 116. Go in for more.
You want me to double the meat? I'll
Whatever
double
you want
to
do. Whatever you
I
feel
think
comfortable
they win
with.
The ball game.
Whatever you feel comfortable with. No, don't parlay it with anything. Play it straight.
I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over in. I'm really jumping on the over in Seattle. 13.5. I'm going. It's going parabolic. It's going parabolic.
After last night, you can't even get me near those teams when it comes to an over. After last night, I don't care if they have 7 on the board already. They screwed us last night.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the Mariners had bases loaded in the first inning, couldn't score. Texas had guys all over the place in the ninth, couldn't score. It's just the whole thing was a mess. That's what it was, Joe. At some point tonight, we need to discuss several matters in the National Football League, Joe.
Okay.
A lot of draft. When you get a week out, this is when the smoke and the buzz really starts to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't want to hear this, but I'll say it to you anyway. Now, this is the perfect draft for a guy like you. You know, the football nerds, it's a great
right.
draft. For, you know, the casual fan, there's no juice, there's no buzz, because you just don't have any, there's no sexiness, no names at the top. There's nothing exciting. It's a little boring, Joe. You know? Now, me and you will be into it. You know, I'm just saying from the aspect of you don't have that big, you know, star quarterback, you know, at the top of the draft. There's a lot of linemen, you know, a lot of linebackers. It's just not as, you understand
it's not
as
that sexy.
Part.
Last
it's not
year
sexy.
Was sexy.
Yes.
Last year was sexy. The year before with Burrow was sexy.
Yeah.
I agree.
And the year
with
before
you.
That
year
with Baker
just,
and
right.
Darnold and all those,
right.
you know.
Yeah. Now it's, I got to be whatever. Honest though. I don't love the linemen going every, you know, top 20 of the 32 picks. That can be boring too. I mean, people think, oh yeah, oh he's got great footwork. Oh, he's strong. He's great at the point. There's only so much you could say about, you know, he's got a great wingspan, great motor. I mean, come on. You know, how long are you gonna talk about offensive linemen? Oh, great footwork at the point of attack, led Alabama, led this. I mean, come on. That becomes boring too. I mean, there's gotta be a little flash in it, you know? I do have some under the radar guys though. I mean, like really, like once we go on Saturday, like, you know, the Mac guys and some guys, everybody's talking.
But that's what I'm saying. You love that stuff because you know all those guys. That's why Saturday is going to be perfect for you. You know, that's your bread and butter.
Right. Like, you know, outside of Carson Strong, where do some of the other quarterbacks go? Brock Purdy could be a name that you hear.
Mackenzie Milton.
No, come on. Come on.
He's not getting drafted, I know.
USFL. I know. That would be a perfect spot for Mackenzie Milton. USFL.
Mackenzie Milton.
And have Testator call every game when he was sitting on his 40-1 ticket last year. Mackenzie Milton. I tell you what, whenever you used to, and this is going back like probably like 7-8 years ago, prior to the legalization of gambling and when it was just in Vegas. But every time Testator was on a late night game, you could just make it, just send it in. It was an over. If the game was like 3-0 in the fourth, it was like four. That was like a 4 overtime thriller with Testator on the. We're 30 seconds left. Casey Clawson with the bomb.
Have you? Do you normally do like a mock draft for the first round, Joe? Like, do you sit there when you're trying to make all these bets?
I put it in my head.
Put it in your head.
But I'm bad. You see. As good as I am knowing the players and everything from the gambling aspect, and I could do it, don't get me wrong, but I am so set in my breakdowns and ways, right, that I can't buy into the casual mindset that, like Malik Willis. To me, Malik Willis is a second and third round pick at the very best. So right. For me to sit here and rationalize that, he's going to be a potential top 5 or even top 10 pick. I can't put money on that. Because I know in my heart, if you're asking me my knowledge, he sucks. And I warrant the value of a top 10 pick.
Here's the thing. Like, the quarterbacks aren't sexy in the aspect of they're not going to go in the, you know, they're not starting right now, guys. I mean, maybe somebody who takes Pickett would start him right away, but I think there is a lot of intrigue into where they will actually go. I don't think anybody can actually sit here and you know, say, oh, they're going to this team. This team's definitely taking quarterback. I don't think anybody can say that right now when you look at the board. That's why these numbers for guys like Pickett and Willis, I mean, they're very close. I mean, you look at Pickett, Carolina +150, Saints +200, Pittsburgh +400. I don't think there's a spot right now on the board where like that team's definitely going quarterback.
No,
so I think that makes it
right. But let me ask you this: you could break it down. You know that New Orleans is potentially in the market for a quarterback. You know Seattle is. You know Pittsburgh potentially is, and you know that Carolina is. So if Carolina gets Mayfield, all bets are off in terms of what happens after that domino.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. We'll talk about it a lot more, Joe. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They're underway in the second half in Utah. 17-point lead for the Mavericks. Warriors are up 8 on the Nuggets. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. 6879. Donovan Mitchell already with three here in the second half. Let's go, Joe. Let's go. You got the seven. Let's get 11 more points. 71-58. Mavericks lead the Jazz. 8:41 to go in the third quarter there. Jazz getting 4.5 at home now. Plus 172. Make it plus 200. Live total there. 215.5. Meanwhile, in Denver, they are almost at the end of the first quarter. I believe Steph's about to make a bucket, and he does. 34-32. Denver makes one on the other end. So it looks like end of the first quarter, Joe. 34-32. Warriors lead the Nuggets. Warriors -3.5. Total 230.5. And a good first quarter for the over, that's for sure, with 66 points going in the till.
Mm. All right, that's good. We got it. We're on pace here. That's good. That's what I need. But I need Joker to step up. He's not even on the court right now. It's just...
Well, I mean, he's not going to play 48 minutes. So, I mean, he's going to play close to it.
This is what they do.
They take him out for the last minute of a quarter. They get that extra rest, the TV timeouts, and then they rock him back in there to start the next quarter. That's how it goes, Joe. I mean, how could you ask for more right now? The guy's got 12 and 6 in the first quarter. What more? Well, how much more do you want?
I want to eat.
You want to eat? All right. So let's spread that out over four quarters. Let's say he does 12 and 6 in every single quarter, Joe. You know what
doesn't
that is?
Doesn't happen that way. I know.
It's 48 and 24,
game.
Okay? So let's just relax. All right. He's going to get there. You'll get yours.
You do this to me all the time. You said Valanciunas was going to get there with 13 pounds. He kiboshed the whole fourth quarter. I lost by a half.
He never got a rebound that night?
No, he didn't. He lost that bet.
He never got that rebound?
He never got that rebound. 13 headed into the fourth quarter. The under and over was 13.5 at plus 102. I lost that bet. You said that. All right, you got that. You got that. It's in the bag. You made the cardinal sin. You know that. You kiboshed it on purpose.
You win some, you lose some. Win some and you lose some. That's unfortunate. I didn't know you didn't get the board. I mean, that was in like the third quarter the other night. You didn't get one more rebound?
All right, let's pound the dead horse now. Let's pound it into the ground.
You brought it up.
That game is over. Well, I'm just letting you know you have a tendency to kibosh,
That's not
just
true.
A little bit. Everybody eats. It's family style tonight.
This guy,
family
Kleber, with four
Thursday.
Threes already. Kleber with four threes. Bertans with three threes for Dallas. That's how you recall. And Brunson's got 18 again.
1-0 Sharks.
The hockey.
You got me in on this Max Homa and Gooch.
Why do you keep complaining about Homa and Gooch? What's wrong?
I just want to see them at the. Where's Zalatoris playing? Where's he?
They're doing okay. They're in the mix. They're all right. Like I said, Joe, it's one day.
All right.
That's why they play four rounds of a golf tournament. Nobody ever won on Thursday. Okay. It doesn't happen that way. Now this is a very different tournament. It's a very different format. A lot of things can happen over the next 3 days. Tomorrow, alternate shot. Very different than today. Today, best ball. Tomorrow, alternate shot. That's where we separate the good from the bad tomorrow, Joe.
All right.
Top 33 in ties make the cut. So we need to be inside the top 33, which I believe Homa and Gooch would be right now. So calm down with making the cut. All right? Okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to work out. 14-point lead for the Mavs. So there's not a number for you for Utah, Joe?
Nah, this team, honestly, without Luka in the lineup and they're struggling at home, just doesn't make sense. They're getting abused by 14 points at home without Luka. Like, how does that happen? How?
I don't know how.
Mike Conley, right? He sucks. He does. He never gets assists.
I think he had a bagel the other night too. I think he had a donut. He had a 0 points.
It's like a great game for Conley to have like 12 points. That's like a breakout performance.
I think he's got that already tonight.
And where's Donovan? 46 shots.
Donovan
three of
Mitchell.
18 from three, 21 points, and it's like, he's
2 of 10. Donovan Mitchell.
He's right on pace.
All right, well, let's just get him to 18, okay? That's all we care about. 11 more points. Connolly's got 12,
by the way.
Oh, you
got it. It's easy. You got that in the bag.
Go ahead. So say it. I don't mind you doing that. Yeah, sure. I think he's going to get 11. With 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, let's go.
I got to start watching this baseball game. Oh, first and second. One out.
Who, for who? The Mariners or the Rangers?
Mariners are up. More.
All right. We can't get an RBI from Suarez, huh? Can't get Eugenio Suarez to drive in a run.
How about a double? Double. Double, double.
They're underway.
Steve Kerr, by the way.
You've had enough of him, too, huh?
I had enough of the whole Warriors.
Is that a three for Poole? Was it Poole? Was it Poole, Joe? Was it Poole?
It was Poole.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Everybody eats.
Eats.
Everybody eats, Joe. Ooh, who got hit? Foul on a three? Who was that? Boogie? Boogie getting knocked down and draining a three?
No, Boogie didn't make the three. The guy behind Boogie
buddy.
Made the three.
What?
Boogie didn't shoot the three.
Oh,
the
all right.
Boogie
so who shot it behind him? Was it Barton?
No, I think it was Barton.
It was Forbes. Nah, we don't need Forbes. We don't need him.
Boogie went down hard.
Boogie did go down hard. Well, it looked like Boogie, like you said, the guy was like hiding behind. Boogie was like basically playing security guard for him over there. Wouldn't let anybody get through. They're reviewing it, Joe. We got a review.
Oh, man.
Let me go.
Out of shape, by the way.
I want to continue to, just as we move along and doing the live games, I'll continue to sprinkle in the NFL draft stuff. What are they possibly looking at here? It's clearly a three. They have now steamed Thibodeau up to plus 150 to go to the Lions. Yeah.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I said it today with Ben Stevens. The way he's moving up, if you think he can go to the Lions, he can go number one. That's just the way I feel. And again,
I would take him over Hutchinson if I was.
I would too. But here's the thing too. It's always the player that you hear least about, right? The movement's coming, but you're not hearing a lot about Thibodeau. You're seeing Aiden Hutchinson being, you know, on ESPN, the poster child. He's at the top of the leaderboard in terms of, you know, minus 170. And here comes Thibodeau. And we said it, if this was last year's draft, Thibodeau would have been one off the board before, no questions asked.
But last year, people didn't even know who Aiden Hutchinson played for.
Well, I know.
Until November of this year. Now, which is why this meteoric rise that he's had to the top overall pick in the draft potentially is stunning to me. Because let's be, obviously the Michigan fans know Aiden Hutchinson. But on a national stage, Joe, until early November, nobody had any clue he was on Michigan. So,
yeah, but make the correlation. Aiden
Thompson with a three. Thompson.
There you go. All right. All right. Aiden Hutchinson is relatable like J.J. Watt, right? T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I'm just saying, though, that's the narrative. It's all about the media hype. The bottom line is this. Aiden Hutchinson is a very good player. He's not elite. I'm sorry, he's not. 13 sacks in Ann Arbor, school record, great. When he went up against Georgia's offensive line, he got completely neutralized. SEC caliber, national championship caliber, he got pushed around. You look at his body frame, yeah, he's 235, but he's a light 235, okay? So at the end of the day, if we're talking upside, I think he's capped out. I'm sorry. I think Hutchinson is capped out, and I don't think he's going to be that good in run support on the next level.
Three years from now, who's a better NFL player, Thibodeau or Hutchinson?
I would say Thibodeau, if he's focused. If Thibodeau can just stop with the off-the-field stuff, meaning he's worried about his brand and the marketing. You know, worry about stopping opposing ball carriers and quarterbacks. That was the problem with Thibodeau. Utah, game on the line, college football playoff appearance, staring you right in the face, 6 inches. What are you going to do? You going to crawl on your fingernails? He got abused. Robbins, you got to do something. You got to have your head on a swivel, man, and pick up that robber.
He was awful in those Utah games.
But that's the point, though, Carver. That's the point. And he didn't play in the win against Ohio State. They won without him. Right?
That's
so
true.
Yeah, he dominated Chip Kelly in UCLA. Chip Kelly's offensive line, for the most part, sucked. Okay? It's a Pac-12 offensive line. All right? Let's call it what it is. That's the problem. You see, that's the problem that I have because I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not in with these guys. I got a sugarcoater. All these GMs, all these insiders, you know, they go to camp. Oh yeah, he's a great player, great player. But they didn't watch one game. They were pumping up Josh Palmer last year in the Senior Bowl. Josh Palmer, third wide receiver for the LA Chargers. We're making him out like he's the second coming of John Taylor. Come on.
I saw some of the draft Knicks say that now there's smoke and chatter that despite the injury that Jameson Williams could trickle into the back of the top 10.
Why wouldn't he? Let's be honest.
I think he should be the first wide receiver. We've discussed this.
I agree
already.
With you. You know, let's not forget he started his career at Ohio State. Everybody talks about Olave and Garrett Wilson. Guess who was there first? Yeah, you know, Jameson Williams was there. And they want to talk about, oh, the injury. Tua, hip injury, broke his hip. He was still taken sixth overall by the Dolphins. Maybe it's just the Dolphins buying in. Jaylen Waddle broke his ankle, played in the national championship game on one leg, and still got taken 11th overall. He was the best player on that field prior to the injury. He's playing in that game. Georgia most likely struggles in winning that national championship.
Here's the thing, Joe. All these guys come back from this injury now. They do. They all come back from it. So if he's the most talented guy, just because you're not going to have him maybe the first 2 or 3 months of the season as that, doesn't mean that for his career he's not going to be the most talented wide receiver to come out of the draft. So... I would absolutely take him first wide receiver off the board. Going for right now? I gotta find that number. There's a lot of here we go. First wide receiver Williams. Now he looks. His has gone up, Joe. +200 now. It was like 5 a couple days ago. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Warriors up 3 on the Nuggets, and the Jazz get punked at home by the Mavs. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Kings have scored against Chicago out at the Staples Center. I'm sorry. There's a dollar in the jar for me. The Crypto.com Arena, whatever the hell they call it now, out there in Los Angeles. Warriors, 49-45. They lead the Nuggets, and they're in a timeout. 7:11 left in the second quarter. Warriors, -5.5, 236.5, the live total. Wow, that is ahead of the pace, Joe, as they like to say. Late third quarter, 12-point lead for the Mavericks now, 85-73. Our boy Donovan Mitchell, Joe, just hit a 3, and he now has 14 points. And I grabbed him at the half to get over 17.5. So we're feeling good right now with Donovan Mitchell. Let's go, Joe. Let's go.
Hey, I hope you bring it home. He hasn't made me money, so maybe he can make one of us money. That's it. Donovan
Mitchell.
You said you're going to take me to an Irish pub.
Yes, we are. We're going to go have a pint of mud over at one of my spots over there. We're gonna
Can
go
I get
check.
A Pinot Noir when I'm there?
I mean, if that's something that you would actually like to Merlot? Order, then that's then yeah, Merlot? Then you can do that. That's fine.
I know it's Merlot, but they I went
I
to
know,
a
you
restaurant
like Merlot, once. Merlot. So
there was an Italian waiter, and I said, "I'll Merlot. Take a glass of Merlot," and he's like, "Perfect glass of." Merlot.
We have another hour to go here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Warriors are raining threes, Joe. They're raining threes. We're back on the grid right after this.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.